Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. City approves new Walmart micro-fulfillment center next to recycling center, by Bruce Henderson. The Zoning Board of Appeals approved the installation of a new Walmart depot, or micro-fulfillment center, in an existing 20,000-square-foot building at 241 to 247 Riverview, adjacent to the city's Resource Recovery Center on Rumford Avenue. The facility will be closed to the public and used solely for distribution of high-demand products directly to e-commerce customers via independent delivery services. Walmart depots represent a new type of stocking facility for the retailer, which is experimenting with converting facilities in the range of 20,000 square feet, often vacant retail locations, to provide rapid shipping of e-commerce products the last 30 minutes to their destinations. As reported in the Boston Business Journal, Newton's existing zoning in the manufacturing district allows such use of buildings only as large as 10,000 square feet, but the Walmart concept is centered on facilities of 20,000 square feet. In the recently adopted Massachusetts fiscal year 27 state budget, however, a section designed to increase housing production now makes it easier for petitioners to gain an exception to that zoning constraint. They need only to demonstrate that the zoning presents a practical difficulty rather than a substantial hardship to their proposal. This new rule requires zoning boards to balance the benefits to the petitioner and the public interest. Walmart signed a lease in October 2025 for the 241 to 247 Riverview property, which is owned by a unit of Capasso Realty. Dante Capasso of Capasso Realty told Fig City News, "We are excited to have Walmart as a tenant at 241 to 247 Riverview Avenue. Their proposed use is a great fit for this area, as this is one of the few industrial and manufacturing zones in Newton. Walmart comes to Newton at a great time, recognizing Newton's strong focus on business and economic development." The petitioner noted that the proposal enables reasonable use of the property without altering the scale, density, or appearance of the neighborhood. The only exterior change to the building will be a new entry door by the driveway. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.